Should you buy the Flipper Zero? So many people ask me this, so let's talk about it. To get your hands on even one of these costs $200. By the way, they used to be $169. What the f***? And this is the website I bought it from. Most people buy this because they're bored. Because yeah, the Flipper by itself can do some pretty cool things. It can copy keys to doors, so like hotel doors, credit cards. And since it has infrared too, you can basically copy any type of remote you want. The problem is you're gonna get this thing and it's gonna be your whole world for like a week or two. And then you're just gonna drop it.
Are you okay?
So let's say you actually do buy it and you go into society and you just start messing with things. You will realize this thing has no range whatsoever. Seriously. You're gonna find yourself buying all these attachments that go on top of the Flipper to make it better. And oh boy, it gets expensive. And they're also really hard to get because they're always out of stock. For example, you can't even buy this anymore. And if you want something similar to that, you're gonna have to end up spending as much as you bought the Flipper for. But it's worth because I get to boot every single device off an average network whenever I want to. Meaning if your computer, your phone, or anything that's connected to your Wi-Fi, as long as it's 2.4 gigahertz, I can take that all down and just remove every single device if I wanted to. But yeah, if you got the money, man, and like you just want something to play around with for a couple weeks, a month maybe, sure. But if you got ADHD, brain rot like me, holes in your brain, society's probably better off not letting this device go in your hand. So let's be real. So probably not.